Good evening. This is the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a St. Peter family laid to rest 3 weeks after they perished in a mysterious fire at their home. The police issue a crime alert for the elderly 2 days after a woman is found dead in her St. Peter home. Promoters and store report a good response from party patrons as Cropover enters its last lap. Restaurants turn to locals to make up the shortfall from less than expected summer arrivals. And Antigua says no to an offer from Nigerian investors for a majority stake in Liat. With the details, I'm Lurian Graham Carter. A St. Philip family of four has been laid to rest exactly 3 weeks after they were found dead following a mysterious fire at their home. It was on the morning of July 4th that the charred bodies of 49-year-old contractor Anthony Lovell, his 46-year-old wife, attorney-at-law Allison Lovell, and their children, 12-year-old Gabrielle and 10-year-old Alexander, were found in a severely fire-damaged bedroom at the rear of their home at Breezy Hill. Mistress Lovell had been suspended from her legal practice for a lengthy period. Starcom Network News understands that following the completion of the autopsies, the findings of which have not been made public, the bodies were released to relatives. A service described as small, quiet, and peaceful was held at 9 a.m. today at the chapel of the Two Sons Funeral Home, with only close relatives present, and was followed by a burial at Westbury Cemetery. Investigations continue into the tragedy, and Starcom Network News understands that while all angles are being pursued, it is not strongly believed that external forces were involved. A police treat as suspicious the death of an elderly woman whose body was found at her St. Peter home over the weekend. The service has issued an alert for the elderly to take steps to protect themselves as far as possible from potential criminal predators. The warning comes from Police Crime Prevention Officer Inspector Stephen Griffith.
The elderly are sometimes the target of criminal elements in our society. These incidents of crime occur when they are walking the streets, shopping in stores, using their vehicles, and at their homes. Here are some tips. Do not walk alone or in lonely places with inadequate lighting. Take a friend or family member with you whenever you decide to go shopping, and try to avoid shopping on the same day every week. Be cautious of those persons who approach you asking for charity. Do not keep large sums of money on your person or display large sums of money in public. Ensure that you secure your home before setting out on your journey. Do not give persons a ride unless you know who they are.
Police Crime Prevention Officer Inspector Stephen Griffith. Event producers report a generally good response from patrons as Cropover enters its last lap. President of the Barbados Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney, tells Starcom Network News that party promoters have been doing well.
As you can see, people are coming out in the numbers now. I think that the event are being well produced, and the patrons are coming out and participating and having a good time. Pandemonium was a free event, but I had very good numbers. I went to UV. UV was a very good event. Blender was a good event. And also, these events are really picking up steam, and the festival has lots of momentum.
Mr. Maloney notes the rebound of FET business has spin off benefits to the wider economy.
Each event producer so far has been happy with the turnout. I can tell you the hairdressers, the people that do eyelashes, nail techs, etc., are doing really, really well. So this really lends well for the industry, for overall, the entertainment industry and other stakeholders.
President of the Barbados Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney. Director of Sky Mall, Eric Isman, also confirms a pickup in activity at retail businesses in that facility due to the return of Cropover.
We are seeing an increase, particularly in the food court and particularly in the shops that cater, you know, to the fashions and so forth. There's obviously some increase in the tempos, and we expect that will go through for the next week or so. And hopefully, you know, after that, we will still have, you know, a buzz.
Director of Sky Mall, Eric Eastmond. Some restaurants are also getting a boost from Cropover. Cheryl Newman, the owner of Champa's restaurant, says she has seen an increase in customers, especially during the weekend of the Tipsy event.
What I found when they had the Tipsy party, a lot of foreigners came in for that. We had a lot of people from Kenya, a lot of people from Nigeria. So there were a lot of people from the African countries coming in for that. I found an influx. And what I'm finding again is the return of the Trinidadians. There are a lot more Trinidadians on the island this year than there were last year. I don't know if the easing of the restrictions on both islands probably helped with that. But, you know, we always get an influx of Trinidadians over the summer holidays, and we didn't have it as much last year. But I'm finding that this year we're seeing them again.
She has also seen a return of visitors from the UK and the US.
I'm seeing a lot of visitors that come back to Barbados, especially the families that come back to Barbados year after year, and seeing a lot of them in as well. So while we're doing very well with our local trade, I'm also seeing a return of the families that would normally come back to Barbados during the summer months.
Owner of Champa's restaurant, Cheryl Newman. However, the owner of Primo Bar and Bistro, Zari Evelyn, tells Starcom Network News business from visitors is not what they had expected. And like the hotels, he's looking to the local market to help make up the shortfall.
I imagine the restaurants are sort of mirroring what's happening with the hotels. I mean, we at Primo have definitely seen a drop-off since, you know, from what we would normally expect as a good summer in normal times, with the airlift cut and various reasons why the people aren't coming. We have definitely noticed a drop off in the tourists. We have definitely done also a lot to attract locals, so we've mitigated the effect of the tourists with some promotions and some menus targeted at locals, so we've seen some success there. Local business is a very important part of our overall business year round.
Owner of Primo Bar and Bistro, Zari Evelyn. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Braun is not in favor of selling the majority shareholding of Gliat to a foreign investor. A Nigerian investor is interested in purchasing 75% of the shares of the Antigua-based Gliat. But Mr. Braun, speaking on a radio program over the weekend, said he believes this could result in people paying more for travel in the region. He said while they are looking at the proposal from Nigeria, regional governments are still open to reviving and reinvesting in the airline. He fears it would be a matter of time any entity outside of the region begins price gouging regional travelers. CARICOM heads of government are expected to meet soon to discuss the future of the regional airline. And Myanmar's military has executed 4 pro-democracy activists, including a former lawmaker from ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's party, in the nation's first use of capital punishment after nearly 3 decades. And junta-controlled media reported today that 4 men from Aung San Suu Kyi's party and pro-democracy activists well known as Jimmy had been executed. They were all accused of conspiring to commit terror attacks and were sentenced to death in January in close trial. Recapping the headlines, a St. Philip family laid to rest 3 weeks after they had perished in a mysterious fire at their home. The police issue a crime alert for the elderly 2 days after a woman is found dead in her St. Peter home. Promoters and stores report a good response from party patrons as Cropover enters its last lap and restaurants turn to locals to make up the shortfall from less than expected summer arrivals. Antigua says no to an offer from Nigerian investors for majority stake in Liat. And that has been the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Lurian Graham-Carter.
And the latest came to you with the kind compliments of Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary service and the home of Nissan vehicles. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.